The Data Point Taqueria is a white food wagon that each night gets unhitched and dropped off on Data Point Drive in San Antonio. They serve traditional Mexican taco plates, very similar to what you would find in Mexico, tacos pastor, barbacoa, carnitas. You have to pay in cash, and UrbanSpoon.com gives it an adoring 92% score.
Two carnitas, carnitas two beef.
Raj and Tazima are a married couple from Bangladesh and had heard how good the tacos are here.
So this is the first time we came here. She tried it a couple of times, this place.
Yeah. No, I just came with one of my friends. So she is very fond of tacos. When I first came, I was impressed.
Travel two blocks up the street and the taco experience is very different.
Hi, welcome to Taco Bell. How can I help you?
Taco Bell is where they make a Mexican food-like substance from Cool Ranch Dorito taco shells. They are pushing the border of what defines Mexican food and forcing the question, is the taco evolving in America or is it mutating? Whatever the answer is, Americans are eating it up, including their newest creation now being rolled out in limited test markets.
It's called the Breakfast Waffle Taco. And I'm dying to get my fat hands on it.
LA-based YouTuber Steve Zaragoza hunted down what some might call a gastronomic atrocity. Zaragoza doesn't mind that the waffle taco has as much to do with tacos as moon rocks. On his video post, he got his waffle taco on, and he gave it two syrup-covered thumbs up.
The waffle is buttery. It's crispy.
Between Taco Bell and the Data Point Taqueria, there's a vast spectrum, and somewhere in the middle is Taco Cabana, a 24-hour Mexican food chain that started in San Antonio 35 years ago. It now has 166 locations in four states, and it's still growing.
Welcome. Coming in. Coming in, guys.
Well, let's go to the kitchen.
In the Taco Cabana secret test kitchen, corporate chef Diego Galicia works with focus groups.
So customers come here about 20 at a time. They fill out a questionnaire, and they try the products. It can be a burrito, it can be enchiladas, it can be whatever new product that we're developing.
On the wall of the test kitchen are product posters for some of their hits, like the Fajita Norteño Taco. It's one of the ideas that Chef Diego found during his frequent explorations of Mexico. He searches for new ideas and the latest taco trends in Mexico.
People think it's kind of stagnant, and there's nothing more to discover. But there's always something going on with its new pepper, new salsas, a new cooking style, new techniques. So we bring that back, and then we work it here in a way that's acceptable for our customers.
Chef Diego is looking for the taco sweet spot, a taco with Mexican street cred that can be marketed to gringa soccer moms. But some here are also taking the taco uptown.
My name is Elizabeth Johnson, and I'm a Latin cuisine specialist here at the CIA.
That's the Culinary Institute of America. Chef Elizabeth also develops items for the menu at Nao, a CIA Latin restaurant in San Antonio.
You're seeing this tacoification of foods.
She says foods are merging with tacos. Korean barbecue, Chinese dim sum, Polish sausage, Belgium waffle. All of this is happening because the United States is changing, especially the younger generation.
Millennials are very multi-ethnic. They're very interested in cuisines from around the world, and we're becoming more and more casual.
And Chef Elizabeth says the tacos are telling us something.
When you say, does every taco tell a story? I say you bet it does, because it tells about the people that are working in those areas, the people that have migrated to those areas, and they have brought their culinary traditions and their culture.
So the next time you pick up a taco from a fast food window or from a street vendor, ask yourself, what story is that taco telling you? In San Antonio, David Martin Davies reporting.